all my family. RIP to my great grandma. She just passed.
RIP.
So yeah, I'm sure it better.
All right. And you'll be back next week?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, sir. It's your boy, Big Vern. You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. You heard?
Tune in to the WGXC Monday Morning Show, presented to you by yours truly, Simon Says. Playing music as it is and reading news as it was. Every Monday, tune in.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
All Together Now listens for feedback from the public. Anyone who wants to leave a public comment can call 518-291-9492 and leave an audio message up to 3 minutes with any sort of opinion about something you heard on All Together Now. You can also send emails to info at wgxc.org with opinions about what you hear here. All Together Now is a collaborative local news show. Anyone can learn.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
You've tuned in to All Together Now. WGXC's regional look at the news from Hudson Valley and the Capital Region, from the Catskills to the Berkshires and beyond. I'm Tom Rowe, and today you'll hear all sorts of local news updates, weather, interviews, and more, plus community events and the song of the day on All Together Now.
This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the news. This is the news. This is the network, network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
We take you now to
this radio broadcast.
You are tuned in to All Together Now, a collaborative one-hour news show for community radio stations in the Capital Region and New York's Hudson Valley. All Together Now features contributions from the public, along with programmers at WOOC in Troy and WGXC in Acre, featuring local and regional news, weather updates, and newsmaker interviews. From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Brand. Richard Moody is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. The Greene County District Attorney and New Baltimore officials have confirmed the Town Highway Department is under investigation for misconduct by the State Comptroller's Office. Longtime Highway Superintendent Dennis Jordan resigned from his post effective May 30th. However, Town Supervisor Jeff Russo denied Jordan's resignation was involuntary. Russo said, and I quote, "It is more like he retired. I talked to him about his resignation, and he said it was time. He served the town for 20-something years and is 62 years old, but he did not put his reason for leaving in writing. No one was forced to resign," end quote.
New Baltimore voters will elect Jordan's replacement in November. Greene County District Attorney Joseph Stanzione said June 12th, the state comptroller's office is investigating complaints of possible misconduct within the New Baltimore Highway Department. The investigation is targeted at a number of items, including misconduct and possible misappropriation of money, but Stanzione refused to disclose the details. The DA said a determination would be made in the coming weeks. Stanzione said, and I quote, "I am hoping to wrap this up soon. This started a while back, but a determination should be made within the next couple of weeks," end quote. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Columbia County Department of Health is reminding residents to protect themselves against ticks and tick-borne illness on the heels of the department confirming the county's first case of Powassan virus. Dr. Ananthan Christian Ramani, Chief of Infectious Diseases and Microbiology at Columbia Memorial Health, working with the New York State Department of Health, confirmed the report. Ramani said, and I quote, "The patient is recovering well," end quote. Powassan virus is a rare viral disease that can cause symptoms ranging from mild flu-like symptoms to life-threatening encephalitis, or inflammation of the brain. The disease remains extremely rare in New York, which has reported 29 cases to the Center for Disease Control. Columbia County Director of Public Health Jack Mabb advised there are a number of preventive measures that provide protection against tick-borne illnesses. Mabb said, and I quote, "It is important for residents to plan ahead before outdoor activities, be mindful of exposure while outdoors, and to remain vigilant in checking for ticks both outdoors and afterward for the best chance of prevention against tick-borne diseases," end quote. Information about Powassan virus, Lyme disease, and other tick-borne illnesses are available on the Columbia County Health Department website, the New York State Department of Health website, or the Centers for Disease Control. The Columbia County Department of Health's 24-hour Lyme and other tick-borne disease information line can be reached by dialing 518-828-7539. And you can read the full press release at 985thecat.iheart.com. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors will vote June 13th to approve a four-year collective bargaining agreement with the United Public Service Employees Union, its largest employee union. The UPSEU represents highway department workers and social services and probation staff, among others. Those employees are currently working without a contract, which expired December 31st, 2017. UPSEU Regional Director Kathy Wright Muzio said, and I quote, "Under the circumstances, we came out with a good contract, and we recommended ratification. The union ratified the contract with a landslide vote," end quote. The agreement will provide pay raises through December 31st, 2021, with a 1.5% increase for 2018, 1% for 2019, and 2% for 2020 and 2021. The pay raises are retroactive to January 1st. County also agreed to a specialty drug pack that would help mitigate the cost of medications used to treat complex chronic disease. The new contract will also require new employees to pay a 20% premium co-share for health benefits across the board for both single and family plans. That change will be phased in over several years. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Murrell said, and I quote, "I think it's a fair contract for both the county and the employees," end quote. The full Board of Supervisors will meet 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday, June 13th at 401 State Street in Hudson. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Times Union is reporting if the election were held today, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo would likely win a third term, according to a new poll from the Siena Research Institute. The poll looked at those likely to vote in the November general election. The two-term incumbent has a 19-point lead over Republican nominee Mark Molinaro and is viewed favorably by 67% of Democrats. In a direct matchup, 61% of Democrat voters support Cuomo over Cynthia Nixon with 26%. Siena spokesman Steve Greenberg said about Nixon, and I quote, "She has an uphill climb. She is running against a Democrat who Democrats like," end quote. Nixon's favorable rating has increased 7 points to 40% since April, but her exposure on the campaign trail has also increased her unfavorable ratings amongst Democrats from 23% to 26%.
During that same period, Cuomo's overall favorable rating went up to 51%, and the percent of people who think he's doing a good or excellent job dropped 1 point to 40%. In the race against Molinaro, Cuomo's lead is now 56% to 37%. Molinaro is still relatively unknown among the electorate, with 71% saying they, and I quote, don't know, end quote, or have, and I quote, no opinion, end quote, about him. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News for today, Wednesday, the 13th day of June, 2018. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow. Here is the regional weather forecast for the Hudson Valley and Capital Region. From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weather Update. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for our area. There is a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms today, mainly during the late afternoon and early evening hours. Some thunderstorms will be capable of producing damaging winds as storms develop ahead of a cold front. Thunderstorms will generally move west to east at 40 to 45 miles an hour. The temperature high for today will be 75 degrees. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly before 1 a.m. Some of those storms could produce gusty winds. It will be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with low around 58 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 71 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 55. And on Friday, sunny with a high near 74 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 55. This has been your WGXC Hands-On Radio Weather Update. For more information and news, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.
Tell us how you really feel.
You can tell us how you really feel. Fun fact, you could do that by calling a number. It's an easy number to call, 518-697-7400.
You can do that by sending us money.
You can tell us how it is.
Tell us what you really like about us.
Tell us how you feel.
You know, send us in, donate some money.
And
send us in some requests, and maybe we'll play them.
That's not a number for requests.
Oh, darn.
That's the wrong number for requests, so you can't do that. I mean, if
there
you
a right
do
number for requests?
There
do
is a right number.
Call your home phone?
No, they could call a number for requests, but then
really?
There'd be two different numbers going. It's always hard to request during pledge drives.
That's very cool.
If you do a request, if you're like, you have to play this song, then you could tell whoever picks up the phone, and then the person who picks up the phone could call here and be like, you've got a request, and it's a whole ordeal.
Okay, so for now, let's just worry about the money.
The money, yeah. 518-69. You gotta get us the money.
Where's the money, Lebowski?
I love that movie.
It's a great movie.
That's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
The number is 518-697-7400. You can also go online from your smartphone or smart device or your dumb device, as the case may be. My parents just, quote-unquote, upgraded their smartphones to flip phones. And
right, Willie's coming.
We're going to talk about him quick. Man, Willie. He's just... Willie.
We're live on the radio right now. We're
talking
on air
about
talking about you.
You got solo cups?
Yeah, I got cups.
You can't really put coffee in solo cups.
Why
not?
You can put
because
coffee in
plastic.
Anything you want.
Do you want me to go get more cups?
Kind of.
No, don't get more cups. No.
I'll get more cups.
Don't worry about it.
No, I'll get more cups. It's okay.
Okay.
We were just telling people about how you can go online from all sort of different devices to WGXC.org/donate.
Yep.
To donate.
Yep.
And I was also saying, my parents just got flip phones, and they're actually able to very primitively browse the web on them.
Wow.
I was like, Mom, what are you doing? You've been sitting there, like, going at it on your phone for, like, you know, 10 minutes. Like, I'm on Facebook.
What?
How are you on Facebook?
Who's on Facebook on a flip phone?
That thing looks like a technological fossil.
That's
it should be in the natural...
That thing could only run MySpace.
It only has the space to run MySpace.
Like, that looks like it should be in the Technological History Museum in New York.
Zion.
Jeez. I could see that being something in Futurama.
It probably wouldn't be. Because that's just like, I mean, that's 1,000 years. That's a long time,
it's probably already in a museum.
Send in your answers now. Do you think 1,000 years is long enough to make
a museum? Where are you
going to
send in your answers? The number doesn't go to us, Sam. That you can't. No. That it doesn't work.
It's a joke. Don't actually send in your answers.
Instead of sending in your answers, send in your money.
Okay.
I see a little bit
of WGXC.
Listen, each and every one of you out there, let me tell you, well,
WGXC
is everywhere.
WGXC
is everything.
WGXC
is everybody.
WGXC
is still the king. Man, oh man, what I want you to see is that the big things are you and me.
WGXC
is everywhere, man. In everything.
Chatham High School, Hudson High School, John L. Edwards Primary School in Hudson, Kara Durham High School, Catskill High School are some of the schools WGXC has broadcast from.
He's in everybody.
WGXC.
He's in your jeans. He's in your cheeseburgers.
WGXC.
He's in Nutty Buddies.
WGXC.
He's in your mom. Everybody.
Blue Plate Restaurant in Chatham, the Red Dot Restaurant and Bar in Hudson, Kellner Cafe at Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson, Dalton's Donuts in Cairo, Hilo in Catskill, and Little Deb's Oasis in Hudson are some of the restaurants WGXC has broadcast from.
He's in the young, the old, the fat, the skinny, the white, the black, the brown, and the blue. People got
WGXC
in them too.
WGXC
isn't everybody out there. Everybody's got
WGXC
in them.
WGXC
is everywhere.
WGXC
is everything.
WGXC
is everybody.
WGXC
is still the king. Man, oh man, what I want you to see is that the big easy out of you and me.
Carrow Town Park, Oakdale Lake in Hudson, Dutchman's Landing Park in Catskill, some of the parks that WGXC has broadcast from.
WGXC
is everywhere.
WGXC
is everything.
WGXC
is everybody.
WGXC
is still the king. Man, oh man, what I want you to see is that the big easy's out of you and me.
Cairo Town Hall, Hudson City Hall, the Greene County Legislature, and the Columbia County Board of Supervisors are some of the town halls WGXC has broadcast from. Chatham Library, the Cairo Library, the Catskill Library, the Hudson Library, WGXC has broadcast from.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the time has come. Time has come to talk that little bit of
WGXC
inside of you. Talk to it. Call it up.
WGXC.
Heal me. Save me.
WGXC.
The Hudson Farmers Market, the Catskill Farmers Market, WGXC has broadcast from.
That's right. You got that
WGXC
inside of you, and he's talking to you. He says he wants you to
donate.
Everybody got to
donate.
Sing like the king.
Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson, the Stair Galleries in Hudson, Magpie Bookstore in Catskill, Rita Bowers Resort in Round Top, Stack's Pub in Cairo, M&J's Hair Studio in Hudson, Hudson Lodge, Half Moon in Hudson, the Beverly in Kingston, the Highway Drive-In in Coxsackie, and the Cannonball Factory in Hudson are some of the businesses WGXC has broadcast from.
Like the king. Get that leg going now. And get your lip too.
Columbia Greene Memorial Hospital, the Greene County Council on the Arts, Evergreen Hall Co-Arc in Valencia, the Catskill Senior Center, the Catskill Community Center, the Hudson Youth Center, the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, the First Presbyterian Church in Hudson, and Basilica Hudson are some of the nonprofits WGXC has broadcast from.
Oh, everybody! Oh, yeah, we're rocking now.
Oh, WGXC.
This is with us. He's with us and he's speaking to us. He says, peoples. He says, peoples. Everybody. Everybody got to
donate.
WGXC.
He's everywhere.
WGXC.
He's everything.
WGXC.
He's everybody.
WGXC.
He's still the king.
WGXC
is everywhere.
WGXC
is everything.
WGXC
is everybody.
WGXC
is still the king. Man, oh man, what I want you to see. Let the big E's get started even.
WGXC.
I was like it, man.
Next, we have these reports.
A low-cost option for development of New York State's offshore wind initiative would reap the most benefits. That's the message being sent to the Public Service Commission. A coalition of environmental, business, and labor groups has submitted comments to the PSC on the development of the first 800 megawatts of wind power off New York's Atlantic coast. According to Ann Reynolds, executive director of the Alliance for Clean Energy of New York, options that give developers flexibility deliver the most jobs, the biggest boost to the state economy, and the lowest costs to consumers.
If they have a contract that responds to the market, they can bid in a lower price. If they have to bid in one price for 20 years, they have to bid in the risk that something else will change in the market.
Governor Andrew Cuomo has called for the first solicitation for offshore wind power to take place before the end of this year. Offshore wind is critical to meeting the governor's goal of getting half of New York's power from renewable sources by 2030. But while New York has set a national tone for development of offshore wind, Reynolds notes that other states aren't standing still.
Massachusetts and Rhode Island just leapfrogged ahead of New York in terms of procuring new offshore wind. So we need to stay in that race so that we get the jobs here in New York, we get the port development here in New York.
An Alliance for Clean Energy analysis found that the offshore wind initiative could generate $6 billion in economic activity and more than 13,000 jobs in New York. Reynolds says the study also showed that no matter how the state achieves 50% renewable energy, offshore wind provides added environmental benefits.
You still would avoid more pollution by having offshore wind because you're displacing those more polluting power plants located right in densely populated New York City.
She says the Public Service Commission may decide which option to pursue for offshore wind development by the end of the summer. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
Black history is happening every day. It's time to start thinking of it outside of a day or a week or a month. We hope to inspire you by enlightening you with those people and events that should be learned from and forever remembered.
Today is June 13th. On this day in 1967, civil rights advocate and Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall was nominated to the United States Supreme Court by President Lyndon B. Johnson, becoming the first black justice of the Supreme Court. The Howard University graduate argued more cases before the Supreme Court than anyone else in history, including Brown versus the Board of Education.
Achievements and events are not confined to the past. Make sure to etch your own path in the pantheon of human history. This has been Black History Month 365. Bam! 365, where you find every day Black history is made.
This is Robert Tomlinson on your creative community radio station, WGXC 90.7. Welcome. My first guest today is the amazing Jen Dubois.
Well, thank you.
Hi, Jen.
Actually, I'll...
Oh, yeah, let's mention what you're up to.
Let everyone know that I'll be playing at the Crossroads Brewing Company Catskill Tap Room on Friday the 15th, I believe, is the Father's Day. So, if anybody...
And what time is that?
That's, I believe, 6:30.
6:30-ish.
6:30 to 8:30, I think, is the deal.
Good.
So, yes, that's very exciting.
Yeah, that's cool. Are you playing by yourself? Solo?
I am playing solo.
Okay.
Yep, one woman band.
This is that time once again. And just like any station that relies on listener support, you know, we got to remind you that it's just about that time. So do it to create a better local community. Do it for any reason whatsoever. Even if you don't listen that much, you can donate out of the principal, you know. This is the day we have consolidation of media is a big problem. You've got, in my opinion, and, you know, you have a lot of stations and TV stations and companies being bought up by larger companies and conglomerate, and that's it, you know. It's like you could look at a box of Ritz crackers, and it's not Ritz crackers anymore or Nabisco or whatever it is. It's you know, it's probably Unilever or Mondelez or some, you know, giant, you know, mega global conglomerate corporation. So we are independent. We answer to nobody but you and your mama and your papa and your brother and your sister and your neighbors. You guys are our brothers and sisters and our mothers and fathers. And, you know, that's what we do. We don't have commercials. You know, we don't have sponsors telling us, we're going to pull our advertising if you talk about Donald Trump that way. So that's awesome. You know, you're going to hear real opinions on this station. You're going to hear real feelings, real emotions from people who live right near you. Or if you're a visitor here, people who you might see down the street, people who you might see at the Spotty Dog or at the Carolina House or at Chatham Brewery or Crossroads Brewery or any of these places. I got breweries on my mind. Tonight I'm going to S&S Brewery in Nassau. I've never been there and I'm very excited. You know, some of these farmers are starting to turn to beer because milk, again, with companies being bought up by each other, it's not profitable for a lot of local farmers to be dairy farmers anymore. So you got people, farmers, like, doing beer. And that's great. I'm really very fine with that. But anyway, there's just so much going on around here. So, yeah, I've heard great things about S&S Brewery in Nassau. It's, like, way hard to find and tucked away. And it's, like, on this guy's land. And it's his own 6 generations. They own this farm. And finally switched from dairy to beer. We've had a beer show on this station before from the Kenny from Crossroads. There's just so much going on. And another great feature of WGXC to just illustrate why the station is valuable and important is our community calendar of events. Our website is the best place, really, literally the best place to see what's going on in Greene and Columbia County. Don't forget that. So in addition to the, you know, just in the moment, like enjoying listening to this radio station, check out the calendar of events because there's an endless array of things that are happening around this area. So go to wavefarm.org or WGXC.org. And before or after you donate, click on calendar and you'll see so much going on.
Tune in to All Together Now, WGXC's collaborative hour-long news show at 6 p.m. featuring local and regional news, weather updates, and newsmaker interviews. Tune in to learn more about the issues that affect communities throughout the Capital Region and the Hudson Valley, from the Catskills to the Berkshires. Together Now listens for feedback from the public. Anyone who wants to leave a public comment can call 518-291-9492 and leave an audio message up to 3 minutes with any sort of opinion about something you heard on All Together Now.
You can also send emails to info@wgxc.org with opinions about what you hear here. All Together Now, the 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday newscast for Greene and Columbia counties, is looking for contributors. Are you a
Hi, I'm Gail, and I'm from Pearl River, New York, and you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.
I'll have some clam chowder followed by beefsteak on rye, pumpkin pie, whipped cream and coffee.
Hi, this is Phyllis Segura, host of Eating It in the Hudson Valley, a monthly program about anything food-related, like farmers, recipes, local products, and permaculture. I'll feature interviews, my monthly food report, and more. Tune in on the second Tuesday of the month from 2 to 3 in the afternoon on WGXC 90.7 FM or online at WGXC.org.
I want a green salad on the side. Don't forget the French fried pizza pie, garlic, and anchovy.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Brian Neer reports in the Albany Times-Union that divers removed a sunken barge from the bottom of the Hudson River at the port of Coeymans last week. According to U.S. Coast Guard Petty Officer Steve Strohmeyer, scuba divers used underwater cutting equipment to get the barge, which sunk there in February while tied up at the port out of the river. Full of construction and demolition debris, the barge was too heavy to be refloated, so it was cut up underwater and lifted out in sections. It was owned by Carver Laraway LLC, which also owns the port of Coeymans. George McHugh, the general counsel to the company, said the vessel was leased to a third party, which he would not identify. He also wouldn't say exactly what was on the vessel. John Lipscomb, who operates the Hudson patrol boat for the environmental group Riverkeeper, said that it was important to find out what polluted the Hudson River with the sinking. And you can read that full story in the Times-Union. Dan Friedman reports in the Albany Times-Union that opinion is split among local representatives after President Donald Trump's meeting with North Korea dictator Kim Jong-un in Singapore. Trump agreed to end military exercises on the Korean Peninsula and invite a dictator to the U.S. while receiving a vague promise of more negotiations. Representative John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook, said, and I quote, "President Trump and the administration should be commended for groundbreaking efforts with the ultimate goal of denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. There is a lot of work to be done and many potential obstacles. However, there is a renewed sense of optimism that this time negotiations will yield a different result," end quote. New York Senator Chuck Schumer disagreed on the Senate floor June 12th, and I quote, "By granting a meeting with Chairman Kim, President Trump has granted a brutal and repressive dictatorship the international legitimacy it has long craved. For the United States, it's permanent proof that we have legitimized a brutal dictator who has starved his own people. If the United States is unable to win concrete, lasting concessions from North Korea, the meeting alone will be a victory for Kim Jong-un." New York's other senator, Kirsten Gillibrand, tweeted, and I quote, "I hope North Korea is serious about this effort and determined to join the international community. And I encourage the Trump administration to do the hard work of getting a strong, verifiable agreement," end quote. and you can read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. In a June 12 press release, Representative John Fassel, the Republican of Kinderhook, and I quote, applauded the passage of H.R. 5685, the Medicare Opioid Safety Education Act of 2018, by voice vote, end quote. The bill only passed in the U.S. House and needs Senate and presidential approval to become law. Fassel's press release said about the bill he sponsored, and I quote, this bill will improve efforts to educate seniors on alternatives to traditional opioid pain medication through the Medicaid Part D program. Nearly one in three seniors on Medicaid Part D were prescribed an opioid during 2016. That statistic underlies just how prevalent the use of opioid painkillers is among seniors who often are dealing with issues stemming from chronic pain, end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, one of the best ways to combat the opioid crisis is to better educate the public on these risks and to educate them on alternatives. I am glad this common sense legislation has passed the House and will be included in a large package of opioid bills being sent to the Senate, end quote. On June 12th, Fassel also voted for the Comprehensive Opioid Recovery Centers Act, which got 383 votes, with 13 Republicans voting against. Chris McKenna reports at The Fray that a U.S. House Republican Super Political Action Committee is reserving $1 million for advertisements to support Representative John Fassel, the Republican of Kinderhook, in the congressional election this fall. The Congressional Leadership Fund is buying ad time for Fassel and nine other Republican incumbents this year. Corey Bliss, executive director of the Super PAC, said in a press release on June 11th, and I quote, thanks to Speaker Paul Ryan and Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy's leadership in Congress, CLF continues to break fundraising records, allowing us to be more aggressive in adding new races and increasing our previous buys. These efforts ensure that CLF will have the resources needed to prevent Republican members of Congress from being outspent this fall, end quote. Seven Democrats are facing off in the June 26 primary election to face Fassel in November. Among the Democrats, Antonio Delgado had more money in his coffers than Fassel as of March 31st, with Pat Ryan and Brian Flynn slightly behind Fasso's money on hand. And you can read that full story at The Fray. The Associated Press reports in the Daily Freeman that the New York State Senate passed a law stopping anyone under the age of 18 from using indoor tanning booths on June 12th. The bill had previously passed the Assembly in April and goes to Governor Andrew Cuomo for a signature to become law. The bill only changes the current law by 2 years, as 16-year-olds are currently prohibited from using the tanning booths. Lawmakers cite dangerous ultraviolet radiation that can increase the risk of skin cancer as the reason for the law. The American Cancer Society supports the measure, and you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. This has been the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For more information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org.
Hi, everybody. This is Dan from the Battlefield Earth Program. Have you donated yet to the radio station WGXE? Well, it's as easy as going to WGXE.org and hitting the donate button. It's like picking a chocolate out of a baby's hair. Please remember, we need you so that you can need us. WGXE.org.
I am Big Vern Hutt City. What's good with you? I got the boys in the house with me. And fellas, we are in the middle of the pledge drive. Mm-hmm. So don't start yet. Don't start it until I get this right, man. Let me do what I'm supposed to do here. Let's go.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we usually only ask you guys for supporting and listening to our shows and the different programs that come on WGXC. But, you know, when it's pledge drive time, we need you to kick in and support a little bit more than you normally do. So if you would like to hear us continue to be on the radio, continue to have great shows that are appearing right here on WGXC 90.7 FM, please donate. Any amount helps a lot. Doesn't matter. You're not locked into that. 518-697-7400. Or you can go online to WGXC.org/donate. If you want to be gracious enough to get a tour of the studio and you want to do that in person, you can come to the Hudson Studio It's at 369 Warren Street on the 4th Street side, Hudson, New York, 12534. Or you can even mail your donations in to WGXC in care of Wave Farm, 5662 Route 23, Agra, New York, 12405. Pledge, pledge, pledge. Keep us on the air. Show your love and your support.
That's Ray. You did that, dog.
Appreciate you. It's been a minute since I did that.
Yeah.
Next, it's time for the Hudson Valley Song of the Day, a performance from a musician visiting the Capital Region or Hudson Valley, or who regularly plays around these parts.
That was the song Pocket Camera from Inverted Jenny, the 2017 local release from Catskill's Ross Goldstein.
To get a local event mentioned on All Together Now, go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar. If you have a press release for All Together Now, send it to news at WGXC.org, and our crack community reporters will see if we can mention your news on the local airwaves on the collaborative 6 p.m. local radio news show, All Together Now. All together now, all together now, all together now.
Unhappy about something you heard on All Together Now? Or maybe you have a strong opinion about an issue. Energy, agriculture, the environment, the Common Core standards, or broadband access. Don't keep it to yourself. Next, the national headlines from Public News Service.
The Public News Service daily newscast for Wednesday, June the 13th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. The Poor People's Campaign said to have a champion in Elizabeth Warren. Also on the Wednesday rundown, Colorado health insurance companies expected to ask for big rate hikes, and will take you to a state that ranks in the top 10 for kids' summer meals. First, our top story. President Donald Trump made what Reuters is calling a stunning concession to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un about halting military exercises, pulling a surprise Tuesday at a summit that baffled allies, military officials, and lawmakers from his own Republican Party. At a news conference after the historic summit, Trump said he would halt what he called very provocative and expensive regular military exercises that the United States stages with South Korea. Reuters adds that was sure to rattle close allies, including South Korea and Japan. Trump and Kim both promised in a joint statement to work toward the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, and the United States promised security guarantees, but few specifics were offered. Senator Elizabeth Warren held a hearing at the U.S. Capitol Tuesday afternoon on issues raised by the Poor People's Campaign. Linda Barr reports that includes economic inequality, union rights, and voter suppression.
Massachusetts is one of 35 states where protesters have engaged for 5 weeks in civil disobedience, joining events to demand paid leave legislation and a $15 minimum wage. According to Sarah Anderson, who directs the Global Economy Program at the Institute for Policy Studies, many elected officials have been moved by Senator Warren and inspired by the Poor People's Bottom-Up Movement.
They're just really grateful that Senator Warren has created a space in the U.S. Capitol building where people who are poor, people who are teachers who are struggling to cover their basic needs, and others really from the grassroots tell their stories.
Anderson says when people hear about poverty in America, they might think about states like Alabama, Mississippi, and West Virginia. But Massachusetts also has problems with poverty and inequality. The state has the sixth highest number of homeless people in the country, and 43% of the population is either low income or poor.
Today, the group Raise Up Massachusetts with the Poor People's Campaign will join retail and grocery workers at Downtown Crossing in Boston in their fight for fair pay. Folks in Colorado could see another big increase in health insurance costs. Eric Galatis tells us companies must submit next year's rate request to the state's Division of Insurance by Friday.
Adam Fox with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative says moves made by the Trump administration to weaken the Affordable Care Act have destabilized the market, and in some states, insurers have asked for 30-60% increases and for a 90% hike in Maryland. Fox says the good news is that financial assistance is available through Connect for Health Colorado.
And if premiums increase, the amount of assistance increases as well to help offset those premiums. And people who may not have qualified before for financial assistance may now be eligible for it.
Fox notes state lawmakers missed opportunities in the last session to address rising costs and adds that work still needs to be done to bring new options to the Western Slope, where 14 counties have just one insurer available in the individual market. The Trump administration has pushed to let insurers offer cheaper plans with less coverage that are likely to appeal to younger, more healthy consumers. In the recent tax bill, Congress repealed the federal mandate requiring people to have some form of health insurance.
Colorado's DOI is expected to announce final rate increases in September after a public input, which is due by August the 1st. Winnebago County in the state of Illinois has launched a new automated system. It's designed to alert domestic violence victims when an order of protection they have filed has been issued. More on the story from Tremel Gomes.
The Winnebago County Sheriff's Office says it serves more than 6,500 protection orders and related documents per year. But people who request an order had to call county officials to keep checking on whether it had been served. Karen Gill, who helps run the shelter, Remedies Renewing Lives, says when a victim has to make repeated check-in calls, it can prompt them to relive the abuse. She adds abusers often become angry and retaliate against protection orders.
And so knowing when he gets served can put you on more alertness that he may try to do something to harm you.
With the new system, victims receive an automated phone call within 20 minutes after a sheriff's deputy reports serving a protection order.
And finally, Eric Tegenhoff reports Idaho ranks in the top 10 for participation rates in summer lunch programs for kids. That's according to a new report.
The Food Research and Action Center's analysis, released today, finds about 1 in 5 Idaho students who are part of the free and reduced-price lunch program during the school year also got meals from summer nutrition programs in 2017. Kathy Gardner, director of the Idaho Hunger Relief Task Force, is happy to see so many kids in the state getting meals, but notes there's room to expand.
As far as food insecurity in Idaho, especially for our youth and our students, summer is absolutely the hungriest time of the year. And we know hunger doesn't take that summer vacation.
FRAC has also released a report on summer breakfast programs, which show participation rates are much lower than for lunch programs across the country.
More than 86,000 households in Idaho struggle with food insecurity, according to FRAC. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for news and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.
Here is the regional weather forecast for the Hudson Valley and Capital Region.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weather Update. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for our area. There is a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms today, mainly during the late afternoon and early evening hours. Some thunderstorms will be capable of producing damaging winds as storms develop ahead of a cold front. Thunderstorms will generally move west to east at 40 to 45 miles an hour. The temperature high for today will be 75 degrees. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely mainly before 1 a.m. Some of those storms could produce gusty winds. It will be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with low around 58 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 71 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 55. And on Friday, sunny with a high near 74 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 55. This has been your WGXC Hands-On Radio Weather Update. For more information and news, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.
Tune in overnight in the early morning hours of Thursday, June 14th for Creative Composition. Radio news at 5 a.m. on Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.
Coming up on the WGXC 90.7 FM community program schedule for Thursday, June 14th, Pete Kirchhoff starts off day 9 of WGXC's Radio Everywhere Spring Pledge Drive, live from the Hudson Studio. After the noon news headlines until 2 o'clock, a special pledge drive edition of Night Moves with Black Ice Coffee, hosted by Jason Lang. George Spencer, host of Arts Etc., will be joining Richard Roth in the studio for The Passage at 2 o'clock. The show will include an excerpt from a conversation with sculptor Margaret Salisk. At 3 o'clock on Radio Theater, Donald Drumpf Theater, Volume 74, War. At 4 o'clock on the WGXE Afternoon Show, Ellen and Tom will be back in the great outdoors at the First Presbyterian Churchyard at 4th and Warren Streets, talking with members of the community. Listeners are encouraged to stop by and say hello. They will also be talking with filmmaker Dan McCabe about his upcoming screening of This is Congo at Basilica Hudson, June 14th. Later on at 7 o'clock, The Jazz Disturbance with Cheryl Kay, followed by The Magic Strangers Show from 9:30 to midnight.
Consider making a donation to the WGXC Spring Pledge Drive, Summer Pledge Drive, 518-697-7400. You can't tell if it's spring or summer around here. 518-697-7400 is the number to call, or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make a donation to keep local radio live and local. There are so many events on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org, and you can add your own by pressing the Add an Event button right there on the page. If you do, folks like me will read your community event on the radio. Folks around the world will see it online at wgxc.org, including some of these events. Thursday, June 14th, the Cara Durham Board of Education meets at 7 p.m. at the Cara Durham High School, 1301 Route 145 in Durham. Thursday, June 14th, Bobby Previtt's Blueprints is back at High Low in Catskill. Hudson Valley composer Bobby Previtt leads a conceptual performance with webcasts at WGXC.org and wavefarm.org. You can hear it live. Turn out or tune in to Bobby Previtt's Blueprints, 8 p.m., Thursday, June 14th at High Low. The latest edition of the Blues Pro Jam is at the Club Helsinki in Hudson, Thursday, June 14th at 8 p.m. Friday, June 15th, there's a show at 8 p.m. at the My Life in the Bush of Ghost Space in New Paltz, with Dog Pass Musique, HSFB, Four Airports, and Matt Lazic all performing Friday, June 15th at 8 p.m. Also, Phantom Sleaze, Hairbag, and RBNX are at High Low in Catskill Friday, June 15th. Phantom Sleaze is releasing a new album called Phantom Sleaze at the show. Club Helsinki in Hudson has the Funky Knuckles on Friday, June 15th at 9 p.m. Dallas-based jazz, new jazz, and funk band. At Club Helsinki in Hudson, Friday, June 15th. Saturday, June 16th, there's a scavenger hunt for fantastical creatures at Bard College at Simon's Rock, part of the Daniels Art Party Performing Arts Festival. Also, the Columbia County Soil and Water Conservation District describes the wonderful wetlands in the region in Ghent, 2 p.m. Saturday, June 16th. Claverack Library has a workshop about helping a grieving friend Saturday, June 16th at 4 p.m. with Claudia Conan, a local counselor. Educator and author Ellen Conliffe Lagerman will speak on Liberating Minds, her book advocating for a free college education for everyone in prison. That's at the Old Chatham Quaker Meeting House, 6 p.m. Saturday, June 16th, with a potluck at 6 p.m., the reading at 7 p.m. Saturday, June 16th, the Greene County Council on the Arts has an opening reception at 6 p.m. at their Catskill location for a show called New School. The show commemorates the 200th anniversary of Thomas Cole's first Atlantic crossing, and it's presented by the Greene County Council on the Arts. There's also an opening reception at the same location for Repeated Returning, a solo exhibition from Caitlin Parker, who's a recent artist in residence at Mass MoCA in North Adams, Massachusetts. 6 p.m. Saturday, June 16th at the Greene County Council on the Arts. The Bridge Street Belly Dance 2018 as at the Bridge Street Theater Saturday, June 16th, 7:30 p.m. Francesca Avani hosts the second annual Bridge Street Belly Dance Summit. Saturday, June 16th, there's also a big show in Massachusetts. Marsha Bassett from Double Leopards, Samara Lubelski from Hall of Fame, Scratch Ticket, Beige, and Beltone Suicide are at the Root Cellar. That's at 8 p.m. at the Root Cellar in Massachusetts, Saturday, June 16th. Head of Lettuce has a show sponsored by Out Hudson for Hudson Pride Day, 8 p.m. at Club Helsinki in Hudson, Saturday, June 16th. Matthew O'Neill performs at High Low in Catskill on Saturday, June 16th. The Second Chance Band is at the Blackthorn Resort in East Durham, Saturday, June 16th. These events and more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
All together.